We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The people you know, the voices you trust.
Good Friday morning. I'm Chris Seatons. LA's new mayor says her plan to end homelessness is working. And to prove it, she started the morning in Venice. Our Craig Figner was there.
For several years, 3rd Street here in Venice has been home to one of LA's larger tent encampments that is slowly changing. Mayor Karen Bass took a victory lap here in Venice, did so along with the CEO of her Inside Safe Housing Initiative.
He's asking about the numbers.
So we've housed 96 people in the Venice community and over 113, close to 115 for your entire program, close to 120.
When we started this, did you know there were 96 people in those tents?
We estimated 60 or 70, and look how many we found.
This is a brand new project. We are building the plane as we are flying it. We've moved people into housing, and now it's about consistently reclaiming those streets.
She spoke from the patio of a popular Venice restaurant. This event had the feel of a political rally, so it gave me the chance to talk with people who live in this area.
Really, the past 2 weeks, they've just moved so fast.
Do you think they'll be back?
I think they're going to try to come back, for sure. The mayor and Tracy Park have committed that they are not going to let that happen. I believe him now.
In Venice, I'm Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Two housing groups are urging Governor Newsom to invest $8.1 billion a year into the homeless crisis if he wants to solve it for good.
The $8.1 billion a year is over 12 years, and the Corporation for Supportive Housing Sharon Report says, yes, it's a lot of money.
But when you look at how much of the state budget that constitutes, it's only 2.7% of the state's budget.
Report says a little more than a billion would come from the federal government toward homelessness, so the state would just have to make up the difference. She tells us the money's needed to create housing, shelters, and supportive services to get people off the streets. She says the state's investment last year was not nearly enough.
I think it was about $3 billion. Some of that money was allocated the year before in 2021.
The CSH and the California Housing Partnership came up with the $8.1 billion figure after recently doing a first-ever assessment of the public investment needed to solve the homeless crisis in the state for good. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The hunt is now on for the driver of a charcoal-colored Tesla, a Tesla without license plates. The driver keeps a metal pipe in the vehicle. Other drivers claim they've been the target of his rage, his road rage. As John Baird tells us, some of these incidents have been recorded on cell phone video.
There is road rage and there is road rage, and this one may rank right up there. A Tesla driver wearing something like a COVID mask, jumping out of his car and beating on another driver's vehicle with a piece of pipe. The latest incident took place 2 days ago in Glendale. The victim could be stuck with some hefty bills for fixing those dents. Meantime, the CHP is trying to find the Tesla driver. Officer Weston Haver tells KNX, you always want to avoid mixing it up with another angry driver on the roadways.
There's multiple things you need to do. Try to avoid eye contact with that driver. Don't respond to, you know, that person's aggression with aggression of your own.
And no, you don't want to get even either. And call 911, especially if the road rager is following you.
We don't want you going, driving to your house.
After the latest video went viral, other people came forward to say they've had some unpleasant encounters with the same Tesla driver as well. CHP officials remain tight-lipped about the investigation. In L.A., I'm John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
The California congressional delegation has now sent a bipartisan and bicameral letter to President Biden urging him to issue major disaster declaration over recent storms in California. This week's weather has caused significant flooding, sinkholes, evacuations right across the state. And it's not over yet, as we've been telling you. The letter says the storms have put a severe strain on resources and the scope of the recovery requires some extra assistance from the feds. A disaster declaration for California would allow federal programs to step in, programs like FEMA, and fund emergency work here. Over 50 lawmakers signed on, including both senators and former Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Emergency workers across Southern California are bracing for another round of wet weather, with at least two more storm systems moving through the state in the coming days. LA City Fire Captain Dusty Clark tells KCAL News they have specially trained crews ready to go for swift water rescues.
Depending on the level of severity of storm, we end up having anywhere from 2 to 4 teams of this nature deployed across the city. And we're able to work hand in hand with other jurisdictions to be able to utilize our watercraft and personnel in their times of need as well.
Yeah, the state has pre-positioned resources right across California to better deal with the coming weather.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.